All right, on the move, it's Keith and Dawn, and we're here at Bigby Coffee on Trenton Avenue.
Good morning to you.
We are pleased to have with us Dr. William Coase from Blanchard Valley Health System.
Nice to be here.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice sunny day. Get some vitamin D.
It is. I had to move. I love my seat in the sun, but it was just so bright. What did you call the sun?
Colorado blue.
Yeah.
Any of you that are skiers or out beautiful on top of a mountain when the blue sky, no clouds.
Yeah. Let's talk about the immunization shot.
Okay. Specific things you'd like to know about? A lot I can talk. Maybe I'll just start off. Biggest thing in Hancock County from a standpoint of our process, it's going really well. At the hospital, we've been working with the public health that are doing the scheduling. I think we have 400 people coming in today, another 400 tomorrow. Our biggest problem is we just don't have enough vaccine. If we had more vaccine, been suggestions about opening up a place, we have arrangements made that we could give up to 7,500 doses on a weekend, but they're just not available.
Wow.
And that's not a complaint to anyone. It just takes a while to manufacture it and distribute it. And I think High Department of Health, the governor's office, is doing everything they can. But the process is going well as far as getting people in. And we have been concentrating on the priority list of those above 80. I think we finally have gotten so that we're starting to distribute above 75, but we're a couple weeks behind, again, because of lack of vaccine.
Do you see with the vaccines going out that trend here in Hancock County of people coming down with it or going into the hospital is slowly going down?
Well, there's no question that the trend is going down. I hate to be optimistic. I don't want to put it that way, because there are things we're worried about with these variants, what may happen. It's certainly winter where people are more apt to stay in. So if everybody were out and about inside, would there be differences? You still have the schools. But with that being said, I think all of us are feeling a little bit more comfortable about this. One, it appears that a lot more people are wearing masks. People are continuing to social distance to do the appropriate things, even if you've had the vaccine. The vaccine should be starting to kick in. I had my initial dose the day before Christmas, another one 3 weeks later with Pfizer, so it's been over 2 weeks that since I had my shots, did not have any problems. In fact, I didn't even know that I got them. I was lucky. But with that being said, I should be immune, and there's enough people out there now with the vaccine that I think that's occurring. Even with one shot of the Moderna or the Pfizer after 2-3 weeks, when it's time to get your second shot, you should be having at least 70% immunity. So you start looking about the theoretical, what's herd immunity mean, people not going to have it. Yeah, I think we are definitely on a trend that things are getting better.
What about the strength of the shot and how long it lasts? I've had COVID, and you told me specifically not to get the shot until after 3 months period of time. So I've got this little bit of sense of security because of I have the antibodies. But how long, if I got the shot then, how long does that last? We've been hearing people say that, you know what, it's only going to last 3 months.
Well,
longer.
First, it's a good question. It's still somewhat theoretical because we're not into this. How long have people had vaccines of any kind more than 6 months? So we can predict by what those antibodies look like. I would say overall that the general feeling, I think when we talked last time, is it's going to be good for a year. We don't know that. So that's what it wasn't the goal designed at. That's just what we think with what antibodies are, what coronaviruses do, and what the levels seem to be. Now, empirically, what we are seeing is that people are getting antibodies. There was a study this week being that they're manufacturing from this, that it remained high at 3 months. And so we know that that's going to, how long it's going to be, can't say for sure, but it's going to be some more months that people are going to have that immunity. But even as it falls off, your body has a recollection of an infection that can produce its antibodies a lot quicker than what it did before, which may mean you might get COVID, but you're not going to get as sick as what you would have been. And you are right. The original detail, what the ask was, if you've had COVID, is wait 3 months. Mm-hmm. Most of that was because we didn't think we were going to have enough vaccine. So, Don, you should have immunity that's going to last 3 months from the infection. So let's just wait to do that. Then when it appeared that there might be more vaccine, it was say, well, at least wait a few days after you've got over COVID. Personally, I would go, it's not go back to, because we are seeing people that have had COVID are getting the injection and not feeling well. Now, that's still better than getting COVID, but a couple days they may have a temperature, they don't feel very good. We've had physicians, nursing staff that have missed work the day after getting their shot if they've had COVID especially. So I think it still makes sense. We don't have a lot of vaccine. Looks like you've got really good immunity for those 3 months. Wait to 3 months at least, mm-hmm. and then get the injection, and the antibody levels should be fine.
So for those that have not had COVID, they get their first shot, no real issue. Second shot comes, and all of a sudden we are hearing stories about people who are feeling flu-like, who have a mild, low temperature, aches, exhausted. Pains, exhaustion. We're all being told that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, first, that I think it's a good thing. So I didn't have any reaction at all, so I'm thinking maybe I got the placebo. You know, maybe I didn't really
get
a shot.
You got sugar water.
Exactly. Now, I'm laughing. We weren't in a trial. This was the real stuff. But you can certainly make the argument that if you did have a reaction, that is your body gearing up. I mean, the reason we have a fever, that is a response to the infection. The temperature going up tends to kill the virus or the bacteria or whatever occurs. It is concerning that we are seeing more people like that. At the hospital, when I was making rounds earlier this morning, we had four people in surgery that were unable to work the next day. They had had the first shot, had not had COVID, got the second shot on Tuesday, did not feel good on Wednesday. In fact, one of them wasn't back to work today. Now, they would be prohibited from working because they have a fever. We think it's from the vaccine, but it's possible they could have COVID or they could have something else, so they would be restricted that way. But basically, we are seeing people having that. And I think what happened was a lot of people got the shot. We didn't hear much about whether they were having reactions. But if you went back and looked at the studies that were done, that was right out there. 60% of people are going to have malaise or tiredness. 30-40% may run a low-grade fever. Myalgia, that generalized aching, could have been up to 50-60%. So, you know, every other person is going to have some kind of a reaction. I have not heard of anyone after 2 days, they're back. They may still not just feel good. They don't have that. They're a little tired because of being for 2 or 3 days, but it's over and gone. Still better than ever having COVID.
Is there any person in the testing and the results from that actually had a life-threatening reaction to the shot?
Yes. So to answer the question, it was like 0.002%, two out of a million or something like that had an anaphylactic reaction. I did hear that Northwest Ohio, the first day we gave it, that there was someone that got really sick. Now, part of that, though, is knowing that that's going to happen, there's a good treatment, epinephrine. And one of the reasons that we decided here, and this is not talking about any place else, talked about at the hospital, especially for those over 80, over 75, is to have them where we can observe them. So we have nurses there and are watching. We have not seen any problems, but it's somebody that does get anaphylaxis. That would be really short of breath, breaking out in hives, difficulty breathing. We've got a nurse that can give them a shot of epinephrine, which should take care of the problem. I am unaware of anything more significant than that. That is life-threatening, but it can be treated.
That is why the protocol is after you have the shot, you have to stay there for 15 minutes?
15 minutes at the least. There's a fellow at the hospital came and talked to me that has really severe allergies. I mean, he carries an EpiPen with him and peanuts or whatever. Now, he had taken vaccinations before, never had any trouble, wondered whether he should get it. So we talked to the immunologist, allergist, and we all agreed that he ought to get it. But her recommendation was he ought to wait around 30 minutes rather than the standard 15. And he was fine at the end of 30 minutes. But in general, 15 minutes is what we are doing, and that is mandatory. We put a time up. It's kind of like after you've if you're given blood, this is when you can leave. Okay, and
except they don't have all the nice snacks you get when you give blood.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Fair point.
Well, I'm sure as a doctor, you must find, more so than us who are lay people, the human body is phenomenal in some of the things that you're learning because of all of this.
Yeah, well, just now, you know, I'm 50 years, not quite, out of med school. Yeah, I guess I am. Is the immune system talking about creation is amazing to start with, but our human body of how we adapt to any kind of infection, whether it's malaria, and now what, and I've learned an awful lot with this virus just because of reading and what you've looked at of how the virus works. But we have hundreds of different ways our body protects us, some of which we are really learning about with this disease because of all the research and the immune process and trying to develop a vaccine. So it is absolutely amazing. And that's one of the questions, you know, why does someone get it? Somebody in the family doesn't get it. They've all been exposed, identical twins, different. Well, it may be the virus, but it also may your body, what you were exposed to before. I do think there's some cross-reactivity to the common cold. Not very much, but people that have had maybe lots of colds or their system, they have antibodies to the corona big picture, and that cross-reacts. Because if you think about it, the millions of different things we can be exposed to, your body tries to make it simple so that you can fight. You're not going to develop an antibody for every one of these different colds that come along. And so we've got just an unbelievable process. I agree with you.
One real quick last question about the mobile health clinic that the mayor was on talking about. City Council is going to be voting on spending some money towards that. Give us your feeling about it and how it will help.
So from a standpoint of Blanchard Valley, the health system has been involved in that in the planning. We have Kauffman Health Center where we take care of a lot of those that may not have, maybe indigent, Medicaid or whatever. But looking at what the plan is short term and long term tends to make sense. And I've talked to the mayor. We've been on some working committees with Kareem as to how this is going to work. I think, so two things. One, the short term of distributing the vaccine, certainly going to the smaller communities or to different places in Findlay makes good sense. Long term, I think there could be some educational opportunities with the university, pharmacy students, nursing students, volunteering, and with a nurse practitioner, being able to provide care. We have been open to say to them if they would see someone, we'll be glad to take care of them. So I think overall it's on the right track of trying to make those decisions.
All right. Very good. It's always great having you here.
It is.
Thank you. Remember, keep social distancing, wear your mask even though you've had a shot, and wash your hands.
All right.
Same message. I told you 10 months ago.
Yeah, it's just about a year we're coming up on.
I know.
Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
That's Dr. William Coase from Blanchard Valley Health System here on
Classic Hits 96.7.